Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we are in our final half hour of the show. Getting out a little early for LSU pregame against Vanderbilt starting at 7:30. First pitch at 8 p.m. We welcome in now Kendall Rogers, co-managing editor of D1Baseball.com. Kendall, I'm anxious. I'm excited to talk to you, and a little anxious as well. One in six in conference play are the LSU Tigers. First time it's happened since 1969, when President Nixon held the White House. I know this is historic, but if they don't get this game tonight, or at least, if they don't play well tonight, I think that's a huge statement as to how this season's going to end for LSU. If they lose a close one here, I think that if they show some character and some resolve, I think you can walk away and go, all right, okay, I know it's not going to be the season that you want, but they bounced back a little bit and played competitive because they were blown out, and that can't happen in the SEC.
No, you're right. I mean, I think tonight is really telling for this program in 2021. I just think when you look at, you know, last night, you know, Kumar Rocker honestly wasn't even at his best, still dominated them on the mound. And to lose 13-1 and just do some of the things they did. You know, you look early in that game, guys, and, you know, you had the play over in right field with Cranford where, they're not throwing the ball in. The guy takes third. I thought that play really kind of set the tone for the evening. You had the Trey Morgan defensive miscue. I mean, the game's already out of hand at that point, so I don't really blame him too much for that. He's just trying to do something. LSU just didn't look dialed in last night, and That's concerning. I mean, you got a team that was not dialed in when you're playing the number one team in the country. So I think we're going to find out a lot about what this team's made of tonight. If they come out there lifeless tonight against Jack Leiter, that's going to be extremely telling.
It's going to be painful, too. They will learn some painful lessons if they not dialed in against that dude. That's for sure. So right now, Kendall, you and I have talked, and I think you and I agree about Paul Maneri as a coach, and he's a great one. They get swept here against Vanderbilt, how legitimate do you think the conversation should be about looking at the head coach and if he's the guy in the future?
Well, I mean, any smart AD would look at the situation and want to evaluate it. I mean, if you're swept in this series, you're talking about being 1-8 in Southeastern Conference play. I mean, I'm not going to say never because we've learned in the last year to say never, not to say never on anything. But I would say, I mean, if you're sitting at 1-8 in this league with how good this league is, particularly the SEC West, I mean, that's just kind of a death sentence when it comes to making the postseason. I just don't see a pathway to making the postseason at that point. If you can win one, you're at least kind of hanging on by a thread. If you can win two, obviously the game kind of changes dramatically. But I have no doubt. I mean, if they get swept this weekend, Kentucky, you know, next weekend on the road, Kentucky's not playing bad. They're up on Mississippi State late today. And, so you're looking ahead, I don't see a pathway to making the postseason if they get swept in the series. You know, it's kind of weird to say, guys, in the first weekend of April, but it's the truth with how good this league is. So I think if that happens, I think there's some very serious conversations to be had because LSU is an amazing job. I think Paul's a really good coach, but we've seen, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, we've seen really good coaches just kind of run out of time. It's happened time and time again. Like, guys, just, you know, at some point you're just ready for a change.
You know, some LSU baseball fans have pushed back on LSU in terms of recruiting, and Kendall, they had the top three, I think, rated recruiting class this past year. They've had top five recruiting classes for a number of years.
Yeah.
What do they look like next year, and is that take a little off base?
Yeah, I mean, next year they got another premier class coming in. I will say this. My issue with LSU primarily hinges on the mound, and I'm not sitting here and saying they need to go out and fire Allen Dunn. Like, that's just not what I'm saying. But my job is to analyze teams, and when I look at LSU's pitching staff and pitchers, frankly, the last few years, either the guys aren't getting better from year to year. I mean, you could argue that, for instance, Alex Lang was his best as a freshman. You could easily argue that. These other guys, Cole Henry, he was really good, but guess what? He was hurt a lot. And so I just feel like the pitching, for the most part, these guys are either getting better and then getting hurt, or they're just simply not getting better. The fact that guys like Lang were better on day one than they were on their final day, I mean, that's pretty interesting to me.
Now, you're cooking with gas there, because I was saying earlier in the show that at the very least, I think if this season goes south, really south for LSU, at the end of the season, I think at the very least you're going to see some changes as to who's the pitching coach. I just think
no doubt. Well, and I would argue this too, Christian. I think when you look at recruiting, I mean, if people want to point fingers, I mean, the recruiting and the job that Nolan Cain does on the recruiting trail, that's the least of their concerns. I mean, they're recruiting a top five class every year. So the talent is not the problem. So if you have talent, you know, I get it. They're a little young. But if you have talent and, like, you're just not getting production from a certain spot, again, your issue is still not talent and evaluation. It's, you know, the on-field product. And then you have to kind of look yourself in the mirror a little bit.
Kendall Rogers, co-managing editor of D1Baseball.com. Kendall, Jack Leiter going on the mound for Vanderbilt tonight. 16 scoreless and hitless innings in the SEC, which is an incredible feat in and of itself. If you're LSU at the plate against Jack Leiter, are you sitting on a fastball early and not letting him get ahead, hoping he can't get ahead with strikes on his off-speed stuff early in the counts?
Yeah, I mean, you can attack the fastball. The problem is he can paint the fastball on both sides of the plate, up and down in the zone. He can do whatever he wants to that pitch. It's an explosive pitch. You know, Kumar is going to get you out with sliders. Jax is going to come right at you with a fastball and just blow it by you and do so with a lot of life. Like, that fastball is not just straight. It's moving all over the place. So if I'm LSU, my approach against Jack Leiter tonight is let's go out there, you know, maybe be a little unorthodox, maybe drop down a little bunt when he's not expecting it. Let's do something to get him out of his usual routine, because if you watch Jack Leiter, if a hitter, you know, steps out of the box, like, he is totally zoned in on the catcher. He's not even paying attention to the hitter. You've got to find a way to kind of crack the code and
move
just get him out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, get him moving. I mean, you know, he gets the ball, goes right back to the mound. He wants to go right. If he could pitch, you know, basically get the ball back, catch it, and throw it at the same time, that's the way he would prefer to work. There's not a lot of delay. He works really fast. He doesn't necessarily work all that slow. Yeah, I agree with you. Get him moving a little bit.
Well, and I'll say this too. I mean, we talk about the negatives for LSU, but, you know, you think about the potential positives here. And I say this because, you know, I've seen Carson Fulmer back when he was at Vandy. I saw him give up 8 runs in an inning at A&M in the SEC tournament. So I've seen premier pitchers get lit up before. And on the same token, that getting swept this weekend could be just detrimental and like a case closer for LSU. If they could find a way to win tonight, that's one of those things that, like, this team has talent. So maybe that is kind of the switch that finally gets flipped for LSU. I think it's going to be a tough task, but it is college baseball.
Is South Carolina not getting enough recognition? Are they better than maybe people thought initially?
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, I saw them against Texas earlier this year, and frankly, they just didn't hit it all there. I think LSU kind of knows how it is to play in that ballpark after they got swept there a few years ago. It's just a different kind of ballpark. It's not an SEC style. It's very much pitching-oriented. They did not play well against Texas. But, you know, they didn't play bad against Vanderbilt. You know, they lost, the first game by a run, and they won the final game. Brett Carey kind of closed the door for them. So, yeah, Mark Kingston, you know, we talk about coaches in the hot seat. Mark Kingston came in at season on the hot seat, and they've actually done a pretty good job so far this year, certainly since that Texas series.
By your estimations, how many SEC teams will be in Omaha?
I mean, I've got to go with 4 right now. I mean, I've got Vandy, Ole Miss, Mississippi State and Arkansas is probably slam dunks for me now. You could probably go with either Mississippi State or Florida. I think one of those two teams will be there. I'm a little concerned about Mississippi State's offense right now. They're not hitting at all. And I still think Florida, you know, Florida right now is scuffling a little bit. They did win last night against Ole Miss. But, you know, Jed Fabian, the first-team All-American for them, has really struggled offensively. I think he might have had 11 strikeouts last weekend against South Carolina. I just think once he gets rolling, I think the rest of Florida's team is going to follow suit. So I think I'd be surprised anything less than 4, which is pretty incredible.
Kendall Rogers, co-managing editor of D1Baseball.com. Always a pleasure, Kendall. Thank you.
You got it, brother. Y'all be good.
All right. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!